The Red River Farm Network, Parade of Champions, celebrating 4-H and FFA across the region. This effort sponsored in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, NDFB, and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. We're joined by Ada Minnesota, IXL 4-H member Morgan Sipp. Tell us a little bit about you and your involvement in 4-H and FFA.
For 4-H, I show beef. For FFA, I do livestock judging. And what I really do is we'll be calving all about 55 cows next year. And that's what I really like to do is raising cattle. It's one of my passions. I really like doing it. And, we do hay too. I just work a lot.
So you said you have Hereford cattle? Why Herefords?
When I was, 7 years old, I started out with a commercial cow, a commercial Hereford-looking cow. You could tell she had a little high temper to her, and my dad really didn't like that about the Angus breed. They're very high-spirited compared to the Hereford breed. And the Herefords for a kid is the perfect start because after a Hereford gets used to you, they're like a pet. That's kind of how we started out with. Dad bought my first animal for me, and then Day Kitch Farms, Matthew Kitchell, helped me pick out a registered pulled Hereford heifer out of his feedlot, and that's how I started off with a registered pulled Hereford deal.
What have you learned from showing livestock at the fair in 4-H?
Well, responsibility. It takes a lot of responsibility in showing livestock. You got to feed them every day. You got to make sure they have water every day. And actually, what I like the most about it is helping other kids, like young kids starting out. I just like doing that because you don't want to see them kind of not like struggle, but you know the word I'm kind of meaning. I'm just to help them out to get started.
I know not having a lot of county fairs and the Minnesota State Fair, too, makes this year kind of a weird time. What were you looking forward to at the livestock shows this year and going?
I did purchase a couple animals this year to show because it's one of my last years. Last year we didn't go down to State Fair because our steers they qualified, but they would have been overweight to go to State Fair. So I bought a younger steer, actually, a May 10th steer, that he would have made it to State Fair. But then all of a sudden this COVID came and you're like, oh, no more shows. Oh, Minnesota State Fair is canceled. And that's really the only time I really see my really close friends is at Minnesota State Fair.
Tell me more about your projects. Are you still working with them?
No, I'm not. Because this show feed deal we kind of deal with is not cheap. My heifer, she got put out with the bull and out to pasture, and my steer's in the feedlot now.
I know you're getting close to the end of your time in the 4-H organization. What advice would you have for younger members?
It's not all about winning. It's about having fun.
This salute to our next generation is sponsored in part by the North Dakota Wheat Commission, Associated Milk Producers Incorporated, and the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.